Let's go. Hello, world. This is Recorded Podcast. Today's a special day. It's a special day because a special person, Nip Hustle, it's his birthday. We celebrate life. We celebrate legacies. And we speak nothing but positivity in the world. So we want to first dedicate this whole podcast and everything we do to Nip Hustle because the marathon continues in all of us. But I have a special, special guest, and I'm in a special place. Cam Kirk Studios, make sure y'all get your hour. Make sure y'all do the workshops. Make sure y'all clean up. Make sure y'all check out camkirkstudios.com and everything. I'm going to get an ad on here. It's going to be an official ad. This is my ad. But it's going to be an official ad for everything I believe in, everything that's great. I'm joined with a special, special guest. Please tell him. Introduce yourself, gangster.
Hi, my name is Imani Maxbay. Hostville, or just that?
Okay. Hey, whatever you want. So, Imani, tell us, where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, Southwest, Cascade, baby.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So, what do you love about Atlanta? What is special about Atlanta to you?
Specifically for me, I feel like Atlanta is like, it's like royalty for like black people. Like, you go everywhere in the world and like, you know, the big time people there are usually like white people and stuff like that. But in Atlanta, I feel like black people get treated like royalty. Like, out here, it's you know, you don't feel bad being black, as you shouldn't feel anywhere, but like, it's really uplifted out here. Like, it's almost like lame to be racist, like in Atlanta. So really love that. Outside of that, I love we're in a city space that has trees everywhere. I think that makes the city so beautiful. And that Southern hospitality.
Yes, that is great. In Atlanta, we're across the street from Magic Studios, once again at Cam Kirk Studios. Magic City, excuse me. Let me get it official. Everybody knows Magic City.
Nice.
But we at Cam Kirk Studios. Make sure y'all come here. Make sure y'all get y'all creative thinking on. But Atlanta, to me, is definitely really all of that. Like, I come from California and New York and everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's, even now, it's real gentrified. So right. It's not the same no more.
Yeah.
So it's just different. So growing up, tell us about your interests, what you liked, things like that. What were you into?
Okay. I think most, the remainder of me growing up, I would say I was just into the arts and being creative and stuff like that. When I was a child, my parents sent me to Southwest Art Center for summer camp and stuff like that. I think that was like my first real like in like really pretty much being submerged into the arts like that. Like, we had art classes, music classes, drama classes, all that kind of stuff. And pretty much like that, I think that was the start of me just being artsy. After that, you know, I was always drawing, painting, playing the piano, playing the ukulele and stuff like that. And I'd always been a creative, but I didn't want to go to school for it. So pretty much when I got into high school and, you know, they started talking about college and all of that, I really started diving into like what I was actually gonna go to college for. I hadn't found the thing that I really liked, that really just like I felt like was gonna take $40,000 for me, like, you know, like what's the thing that I'm about to stress myself out for and pay for the next 4 years. And it was really important for me to go to school personally, because I had always been good at school, but I was going to be the first person in my household to graduate from college. So I knew it was super important for my, not only myself, but my people, for me to go to school, given that I could. Like, they were down to pay for it and everything. I just had to go. So my senior year in high school, I actually found my passion that I have today. I tell this story all the time, but pretty much my college counselor and all that, they asked me, do I want to take AP Physics or AP Environmental Science while I was planning my schedule? And I just didn't want to take physics. So I chose Environmental Science. And I was like, all right, that sounds cool. I had already, like, really loved outside and stuff like that. Like, pretty much already looked like a hippie back then. And pretty much that class changed my life. I think it was a blessing that I didn't take physics. One, I'm not good at math. But in that class is the first time I really started to understand how serious environmental issues were. And not only that, I thought it was alarming that I was 17 at the time. I had gone 17 years of life without knowing vital information. Not only that, but not even seeing environmental improvements and sustainability and stuff like that in my area. Like, I think at Southwest Atlanta and stuff like that, outside of North Atlanta, really was deprived of a lot of environmental things. Like, you know, there was no recycling. We live in food deserts. So food deserts pretty much mean that, like, there was no Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Sprouts, like, no organic food or anything like that. No restaurants where you could go and actually get fresh, good food. We only have Burger King, Waffle House, Wing Place, Zaxby's, Wendy's. And it seemed cool until you really look around and you realize you didn't have any other option. So that pretty much brought me to what I ended up going to college for. I attended LSU for coastal environmental science specifically. And pretty much while I was there, I loved studying it, you know, graduated in 4 years, got in, got out, but I brought my ass right back to Atlanta because I, you know, leaving the city made me finally fall in love with it. Like, I knew I was going to go to school outside of Georgia because my elementary school, middle school, high school was all on the same street, knew all the same kids, in the same classes with everybody with last name with the N's and stuff like that. So I just didn't want to go to school with anybody in Georgia because I didn't want to pretty much like be submerged into what I already knew. I didn't want to hang out with people who I've been hanging out this whole time. So I really wanted to like relearn myself. Like, you know, I wanted to make sure I was hanging out with people because I wanted to hang out with them, not just because I knew them, you know, because that's what that comfort does. Like, you know, going to school with the same people, it's like, oh, cool, you know, we're going to hang out. We live close to each other. That's how it is. Like, when you're in high school, you just hang out with that norm. But I really just wanted to start fresh. Like, I wanted to pretty much like find myself. So LSU did that for me. I was able to completely like create relationships and stuff like that. People who I hold dear to my life here and now, and go Tigers. I love LSU. That's my, I love Louisiana, the culture, Mardi Gras, all of that. But it is not Atlanta. Like, that's what I you know, the way how they even spoke about Atlanta out there made me realize how important Atlanta was. Like, you know, I didn't even realize it. You know, I'm like, oh, you know, people saying where they're from. And I'm like, you know, I'm from Atlanta. And first people are like, oh, what part? And I'm like, no, I'm actually from Atlanta. Like, my address has Atlanta in it. Like, you know, you type it in on maps, it says Atlanta. I'm not Marietta, not Clayco, like none of that. And I mean, like, the way how people view it, like, people want to go on vacation to Atlanta. I didn't even know that that was a thing. And not only that, but like I said, Black people are treated like royalty. Like, I went to a predominantly Black high school. The grocery stores you go, it's all Black people. The LA Fitness you go to, it's all Black people. Like, you'll see white little specks of other stuff in there. But that was the first place that, like, I had really seen, like, a Black community. Like, so I knew, loved LSU, but I knew I needed to come back to the city. And I knew, because of the way that I was raised, with environmental science, everything that I do, I have to do it at home first. So I can go to any other state. I super plan to, you know, take my efforts elsewhere once I feel like I've done my work in Atlanta. But I just knew that this is where I needed to be. So graduated, and I had known Cam pretty much for the past 10 years of my life. Him and my brother are super cool. And, you know, I talked to him one time I was up here. My girlfriend was doing photography. She's a photographer. So she was up here for a shoot, you know, talking to Cam, and pretty much was like, he's like, what are you doing? I told him what I wanted to do, which is pretty much bring environmental science to the culture. And pretty much like he heard me out, and I was looking for jobs by the time I moved back. So this is months later, and I was working somewhere I wasn't necessarily happy. I was working at the Sierra Club, all respects to the Sierra Club, but it wasn't what I needed. I wanted environmental science and the culture. Not environmental science, not the culture. Like, you know, like, and clearly, like, I just didn't think the way how they're in achieving environmental science aligned with my visions of environmental science, because I think it needs to be aligned with the culture. I think, like, you know, I say it all the time, if Beyonce says save the bees would be saved tomorrow. Like, you know, there's no reason why, you know, like, it could be so simple. It really just needs to be submerged within the culture. So I remember Cam posted on Instagram one day, and he was just like, oh, looking to expand my team at somebody who you think would be a good fit or something. I was like, at me? Like, what you mean? And he actually hit me up, and he was like, you serious? Like, because looking for an assistant, and I was just like, bet. Like, it was a no-brainer after that. I thought I was going to do both jobs at first like that, but, like, after, like, a week or two, I quit my other job, and I completely committed myself to this. After a couple months of being an assistant, I got moved to project manager after the Earth Day party and stuff like that. So since then, we've been able to do the Earth Day party, which was an environmental activation with artist Frico Rico. He designed recycling bins for us. Their names are Drew and Blue. Y'all come check that out. And we've started the photo walk slash cleanup, which is where we clean up the community and also have photographers and creatives meet up, and we take pictures of Atlanta's beauty at the same time. So yeah, and then after all of that got me to starting my business, Fort Berry Alternatives, which is where I will continue to pretty much like make sure that I'm doing my part within the environment through creative projects and activations. I would like to be able to pretty much like bring my knowledge that I gained from college and stuff like that and be able to bring environmental awareness into regular areas. I don't think environmental science needs to be just such a science thing. I think it needs to be integrated like drinking water. Like, it just needs to become regularly integrated on how we, like, move through our everyday process. Like, it's not that hard. It's actually more efficient and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's like, the good spill of everything.
Okay. And I think it's important what you're doing. You're doing it in a fun way. You're doing it in a cool way. Like, you see, like, the different handshakes going in classrooms for kids. You see all kind of stuff. Like, what is some things that, you know, because a lot of us don't know. It's right. Like, oh, recycle. It's right. The one thing that we know. Right. So what is, like, some things? I see you were excited. You got some certain straws.
Yeah.
So what is some things that we can do in our everyday life that, like, we can help with the environment or do better? Obviously, cleaning up our trash.
Right.
But, like, what are some tips, you know, for, you know, young Black people in these areas and
absolutely
anybody listening that wants to try to help, but they necessarily don't know how?
Yeah, I think the number one thing that starts with, and it's major and it seems so simple, but we got to stop littering outside of just us ourselves. But like even your friends and stuff like that, like check your friends, like, you know, because it's not just so simple as like, oh, just throwing trash out the windows and stuff. Like, we're trashing our own communities. You know, like, we complain about the way our communities look versus predominantly white areas, but it's just because they don't take care of their stuff like that. Like, you know, they're not sitting here blatantly eating chips and then throwing it. Like, you know, we're making our own homes look like that. I love Atlanta. I love the South Side. I don't want to have to move to North Atlanta to feel like I'm enjoying a beautiful Atlanta. Next, I would say, like, get you a nice little water bottle. Like, instead of just like drinking plastic bottles and stuff like that all the time, you can really save yourself a lot of money. And just, it's better for you to have a glass bottle. Mine has a cover on it and stuff like that. So, you know, if you drop it and stuff like that, it's less likely to break. But it's better for you. While you're drinking plastic, you're also absorbing a lot of the chemicals that you're drinking that the plastic is made out of. Exactly. And, you know, it really severely decreases the amount of plastic that you produce. Like, you know, you want to be drinking water all the time. So even at the studio, I made sure that we got a water dispenser. So like outside of the clients, you're just going to buy water really quick. Even if they don't want to, you at least have the option to refill your bottle. We, you know, our staff here, they have their own bottle, so they're able to refill their water and not just continuously contribute to the amount of plastic that we produce. Another thing is you can have a bamboo utensil kit. That's one thing that I travel around with, is just so like I'm using less plastic forks and stuff like that. What else? The metal straws and stuff like that, or bamboo straws, have those on you. Because I really, you know, plastic straws are doing terrible things to the animals out there. And again, drinking out of plastic is just bad for you. So yeah, I think that's one thing. Those are like the simple things. All the other things are more so just like into how we can like construct things in the future, like how we're building our houses and stuff like that. So that's like the further on things, but those are just like some really simple things that we can go into to save some time, some money, and the environment. And also buying good quality stuff. You know, when we're buying things that are like relatively like, you know, yeah, that shirt was cheap and stuff like that, got that real quick, but after two washes, you don't want to wear it anymore. So it's also making sure that the things that we buy are of good quality so we can actually get more wears of it, because actually like fashion and stuff like that actually contributes to a lot of waste because like we're in a time where everybody, after you taking the picture, people don't want to wear it anymore. It's out of here. Like, you know, more so just like making sure that we have good quality stuff that we can actually keep rather than just continuously throwing stuff out. So yeah.
So where are some places around Atlanta or the greater Georgia area or anywhere, like a supermarket or somewhere that people can go to get like the water specifically? Because I know a lot of people like me, I get like 24 cases every 2-3 days of right. water. So where can we go to get like our own water or right. good water without all the plastic bottles?
Yeah, I think one looking into, I know like the water dispensers like Crystal Springs and stuff like that. Sometimes if you know, if it's within means and stuff like that, maybe getting one of those in your houses or getting a filter just so, you know, the water that you are getting like out of tap and stuff like that, you can filter that out. Or I mean like even regularly Publix, Walmart, you don't even have to go to a Whole Foods to get jugs pretty much of water. Okay. And to refill them for a pretty affordable price. If anything, like I recommend the gallons rather than just like the cases of water. But in general, like in my house, I know we have filtered water like out the fridge. So more so just like looking into more options like that to reduce the amount of plastic that you're using. But it's not hard to find. Like it's literally just regularly at most supermarkets.
Okay. So you talked about you had a job, then you left that job. Talk about how special it is to be in this place. This place yeah. is special to me. I did the workshop with Skrill and Ryder. Oh, nice. Shout out to them. And it just is a real positive space, and you could feel it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it just feels really good. And how does it feel to work somewhere where you're not like... Because I really feel like jobs become toxic after
yeah,
a while. When
absolutely.
You go in and you just like... Everybody's negative. I can't
yeah.
wait till Friday. It's
they
only
don't
Monday.
In their dream.
Yeah, they don't, you know, they laugh like, oh, Reggie got a podcast. That's
right.
why, you know, or this or that. They
yeah.
don't see it. So, what does it mean to work with somebody that, like, knew your brother and
yeah.
different things and just be around? Because it really seemed like y'all are family.
Yeah.
It's not work, so.
That was the first thing I was going to say is, like, it really feels like a family dynamic here. Everybody here is just so talented and so encouraging of what everybody has to offer. And that's really nice because everybody does have, like, you know, little things that they can bring to the table. Like, I'm not even a photographer myself. So, like, I know from jump, like, when I came to work here, my parents like, what are you doing? Like, what do you mean? And I was like, no, oh, why are you working at a photography studio? But they didn't understand the dynamic of the fact that what I could do with my time here. It wasn't until, like, the Earth Day party and stuff like that they really started to understand it. Like, and now my, like, after that, my parents are like, oh my God, I'm so proud of you, like all that kind of stuff. But I mean, it's really just incredible, and it's nothing but a blessing. I'm coming up on a year in October, like the first week of October, of working here. But just like as a year reflection, last year around this time, around my birthday, I had already graduated from LSU, moved back to the city. I expected after graduation to have a job by now. And like, that's why like my 22nd birthday was just like a sad time for me, because like I was still just like, I don't have a job. And you know, this is not how I expected for things to go. But, you know, I just trusting God and taking that, like, you know, he really just threw this blessing in my lap, because it's just like this time last year, I would not have imagined for all of this to happen by now. It's beautiful, honestly. Like, my birthday this year was lit. Like, you know, we all had a great time together and stuff like that. But it was just amazing to for everything to pretty much fall into place like that, to have a place where I can have, you know, recycling and stuff like that, not just be such a separate thing from what it is. So yeah, it's been really nice here. Like, you know, there's a lot of inspo. Everybody's just in here constantly throwing out ideas and stuff, where there's literature, there's art, everything to look at. We've been able to work with so many brands and stuff like that. So it's just been really amazing to be here. You know, just to have this opportunity. Like, you know, Cam really has done a lot for everybody. And I honestly, he's like a mentor for me. Because outside of my job here, like I just looked to him for a lot of advice about how I want to handle my future. So it's just really nice to be in a place where those dreams are supported rather than like stepped on and stuff like that and spat on. And I remember one of my mom's friends like kind of put it best, because my mom was nervous about me working here and stuff. And her mom, I mean, not her mom, her friend told her, like, she's just like, Sandra, like, you know, I have kids who are working in a job which pays well, but, and so they get a house, they get a car, you know, all that stuff, all the money came, so like that's fine. But in general, you know, they get to a point where they're not happy there anymore, but they can't quit because now they can't pay for the house, they can't pay for the car, and they get stuck. So she put it best, like she's like, you know, it's better to do exactly what you want in the beginning and kind of work slowly towards having more money in the future rather than just starting off at a job that pays well and you're going to be stuck there for the rest of your life not doing your dreams and feeling like, you know, you're stuck, like, you know. So it, you know, it's definitely been like a process of like learning how to think like right now, like it's like less like money mindset, like, no, I don't have to be getting paid 50-75k, which some environmental scientists are already getting paid. Like, you know, I worked in a science lab while I was in college and I hated it, like, you know. And even though like that's good money out of college, they don't get to a place where I personally want to be. And I heard them say it to me several times, like, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be rich one day. And they're like, we'll never be rich in this field. Like, what do you mean? Like, I was like, oh no, I'm not. Like, I'm not. First of all, y'all don't know who you're talking to. And second of all, like, I cannot. I just couldn't. That's when I knew that the science lab was not a place for me. Yeah. So this has literally just been a blessing for not straight out of college, because I had a couple of months of unemployment and stuff like that, but a year looking back from graduating and a year from my birthday now, because my birthday was last week, it's just been like this job has been a perfect way for me to be reintroduced into Atlanta after being gone for 4 years. It's been a great way for me to figure out how best I can integrate environmental science and stuff like that here. And then also like pretty much like start my dream, like, you know. Yeah, I feel like so many dreams and stuff like that are created here. And the studio is only 2 years old, like, you know. So I just think that's very special. And it's crazy. Like, it's crazy to be a part of something like this, to be honest.
And I really feel like this isn't even a job. It just feels like a beginning.
Yeah.
A beginning to your legacy and what you're going to do. And it's a... like, we can't say enough about Cam Kirk and what he's really doing for the Atlanta community.
Amen.
Like, I don't really think a lot of people understand what's going on here. Right. Like, a lot of people come to create, they're getting inspired. I went to the lecture. I met you at the lecture.
Right.
You know, and I just, you know, in the game he was given, it was just, like, beautiful. Goodness. And it was good. And then that's why, like, for me, like, I love speaking to people. They're like, oh, you talk a lot. And I'm like, well,
you
shit, let me make some money or something doing it. So get a sponsor on here. Cam Kirk, what up? Just like, you know, they say, oh, well, you talk too much. A podcast, and that's how I actually learned about Cam Kirk, through podcasts. I listened to It's The Real. Shout out to them.
Right.
He was on the episode of It's The Real, and he told his story. It was inspiring from the Morehouse. From the Wiz Khalifa concerts to everything, man.
That's actually where he met my brother. My brother opened for that concert. So
power of podcasts. I'm telling you, it's the new wave. And everything is good. And then, man, just thank you to Cam Kirk.
Yeah, amen.
So I know you're a busy, busy lady. So I got a cool, fun game for you here.
Okay.
And we're going to try this out. This is what we're going to do. Something you ain't never seen, because creativity is what they create here at Cam Kirk Studios. Get that free hour or pay for it. We need to support black business, y'all. Come on.
Invest in yourself.
Yes, definitely. So, I'm going to name a few people.
Okay.
And you tell me in the environment who they are to you. What would they be like, or something good about them if you can't think? Because it's kind of hard.
Okay.
So, first off, we got Maddie.
Maddie is my fashion go-to, and also a lot of my creativity and stuff like that. If I don't know what I'm going to wear to something, or if I'm at the mall and I don't know what I'm about to buy, I will literally call Maddie on FaceTime and be like, all right, is this fire or not? Like, you know, she also like helped me a lot with my Instagram and stuff like that, giving me like kind of basis on how like to take, I can post about myself, but I also need, with me being an environmental scientist and stuff like that, finding a way to integrate that into what people see when they go to my page. So like, yes, I can have stuff with myself, but if I want to be known as that, when people go to my page, they need to be able to pick up on this kind of stuff. So she helps me pretty much a lot of my stuff, creativity. creative. There okay. we go.
So, Skrill.
Skrill
Davis. Yes.
Skrill is my guy. We really just, like, talk through a lot of things. Like, and also, like, my music connoisseur. Like, we have, like, a lot of similar music tastes. So, him and I, like, you know, he's the type, like, if I feel like I'm, like, if I look like I'm a little off and stuff like that, he asks me, like, you good? Like, you know, I'm like, yeah, you know, and stuff like that. So, part-time therapist, part-time music buddy and stuff like that. And I mean, he's a great. So it's honestly amazing to be able to talk to somebody who's going to be a legend in a couple of years. He's a legend right now, but once already. Once everybody else catches on, like, I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, I've been though.
He was like modern day supermodel.
Yeah, exactly.
His modern exhibit, day
insane.
It was crazy, and he had showcase a lot of beautiful black skin.
Absolutely.
And it's very important that people, all shades of skin is beautiful, but
right.
the darkest skin, it really, you know, I have a sister, shout out to Shay. You know, she always hears like, oh, you're beautiful for a dark skinned girl.
Yeah.
No, she's beautiful because she's beautiful, period. It's
Absolutely.
Not because of that. Okay, move right along. Kavinci. For a thing. If y'all seen the posters around, y'all just don't understand these things, man. It's a 404 thing. We in Atlanta.
Facts.
Talk about him.
Kavinci's my dog. Like, yo, he's just, like, literally, like, a spirit lifter. Like, you know, like, if Keenan is in a good mood, you're going to be in a good mood that day. Like, goodness. Like, he literally, his energy is always, like, on point. You can't frown around that guy at all whatsoever. I mean, he's completely like an amazing person, very loving and stuff like that, outside of all that goofiness and all that kind of stuff. He's such a loving person, funny as hell, but honestly, like, really just love to be around him. Good spirit, very talented, same as well. But yeah, that's really just like what he means to me. He just feels like a brother to me, pretty much. Like,
okay. And I don't know if it's just Marvel Marco or just Marco. Talk about a young king. He got
Marco.
Something in store for y'all coming soon.
Yeah.
Talk about
Marco feels like a little brother. And we actually went to middle school together, and I know we both attended Southwest Arts Center. So yeah, Marco's like my guy that I know he's a creative visionary in the making. He still is right now, but I know like he's gonna be a really big deal one day. Like, his ideas are really like over the top and stuff like that, and some people think that that's like a lot, but honestly I know those type of people are the people that end up being legends in the end, like, you know. So yeah, that's my dude, honestly. Like, we clicked off the bat, like, you know, like, we of course, like, after middle school separated for some time, you know, I went to college and stuff like that, but once I came back to the studio, we pretty much reconnected, and it just, you know, it's a lot of synergy there.
Ryder's
my girl. Ryder and I talk about everything. Like, Ryder is just definitely a spiritual go-to for me. Yes, she's creative as hell as well. We just, like, any ideas that I have business-wise, creative-wise, life-wise, and stuff like that, always talking to Ryder about that kind of thing. Like, every time she comes into the studio, when she pops up and stuff like that, it's always just like it just lifts my energy and stuff like that. And we'll just, like, talk things through. We always just, like, exchange ideas and stuff like that. So, just for the past, and I actually knew her before I worked here. Yeah, so we've always just clicked in that manner, and always, like, pretty much, like, just feed off of each other, like, creative-wise, and just discuss things, hash things out. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? Hey, check about, you know, I've been thinking about doing something like that, and we'll be like, or we'll be like, yes, like, you need to, like, literally put the foot on the pedal, on the gas pedal for that.
All right, and last but not least, the man of the hour, the Tower of Power. The studio that we in, his name is on the front.
Thanks.
Please talk about Mr. Cam Kirk.
Mr. Cam Kirk. Yeah, Cam is honestly, like, a lifesaver for me. Like, honestly, he's a mentor for me outside of just being my boss. You know, I didn't just take this job because I, like, deeply wanted to be an assistant or something like that, because, of course, that's, like, not what I went to college for, but it was more so just, like, I admired what he had accomplished thus far in life, And I admired that when he hired me, outside of just being an assistant and stuff like that, he told me up front, I'm interested in what you do for the environment. And I, you know, am interested with letting you do stuff like that outside of the studio and stuff, inside of the studio. So that's just been amazing. Just like for, like I said, a year out of LSU, I've been able to already hit Atlanta with a lot of environmental things. You know, already, you know, being able to be known as a scientist and stuff like that while I'm in the city culture and stuff like that. Like, you know, I'm not in my lab coat anymore in the lab and stuff like that. Like, I'm able to still be an environmental scientist in a photography studio. So yeah, I mean, he's just been amazing. A lot of advice, a lot of conversations, a lot of talking things through, a lot of teaching, just the basic things that I'll carry with me for the rest of my life. He's an amazing person. Outside of what he's just done for me, he's done amazing things for people everywhere, especially the people in the community and in the studio. But he's literally just, he looks out for everybody, and he literally just makes sure that everybody is doing what they need to be doing, and how, you know, giving him suggestions on how we think we could, you know, carry things differently and stuff like that. But, you know, really just in investing himself into, you know, our futures and stuff like that. Not just like keeping all his stuff to himself and just sitting in his bubble. Like, if you come to the studio, a lot of the times Cam is sitting right there. Like, you know, like it's crazy. Like, sometimes I forget because he's just now so close to me. Like, we went to like 5 points and like people are stopping, and I'm like, just like, damn, like I forgot like how crazy it is of who I actually work for, to really have that access. Like, he's really just given me access to the city. Like I said, I left for 4 years, so, you know, a lot of the people, you know, I disconnected from. And even so, like, you know, high school, you know, it's high school, but that's still not being connected to the city and stuff like that. So especially like on a mature level. So I really needed a reintroduction back to Atlanta. So I mean, he's literally just made this whole process seamless for me. He's changed my life, to be honest. And I have not even worked here for a year. So I mean, yeah, he's just doing great things. Thank you, Cam. Like, you know, you're amazing. You mean the world to me. For the rest of my life, I owe it to you. Like, facts.
Cam Kirk Studios. Check them out on Instagram. Check out the website. Get your free hour. I don't think y'all understand. Get your free hour, or pay, because we do need to support Black business, but it is a free hour available if you don't have it. And come create. And we getting ready to wrap up right here. So I believe in speaking things into existence and vision boards and everything. If you could just speak it into existence, what your legacy will be right now. Where you feeling? I know you're young, but right. Today, if speak into existence, where are you going to be at?
My legacy is that I'll definitely be a strong face to the environment, especially for the culture in years to come. My legacy will be having environmental science in awareness in minority communities. My legacy will be the fact that you won't have to go into a white area of town to eat decent food, to go to a garden, to be in a green space. We can have clean parks on our side of the town too. My legacy will be being a face and a person who committed and contributed to saving the world.
Captain Planet. She will be the real life woman. Real life. Captain Planet. Thank you so much.
Of course, thank you.
I appreciate that. Leo Gang is in the building. Gang, you know what I mean?
August.
And hey, this is recorded.